From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. and European Union trade leaders have signed the U.S.-EU trade rate quota agreement. Once implemented, the agreement will enable the U.S. to preserve its existing access to the EU market for various agricultural commodities following the United Kingdom's exit from the EU 2 years ago. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office reports the agreement will restore favorable market access for multiple U.S. ag products, including for U.S. rice, almonds, wheat, and corn. House Ag Committee Republicans started the week by announcing the committee's roster for the 118th Congress. Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania serves as the chair of the committee. The roster features 12 new members, which includes returning member Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, who chaired the committee from 2011 through 2015 during the development of the 2014 Farm Bill. 15 members returned to the committee. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture announced its primary policy focus for 2023. NASDA hand-selected 7 issues, including a new farm bill, securing a commitment to American agriculture, and the critical food and nutritional assistance programs. Regarding the Waters of the U.S. rule, NASDA will continue to impress the role of states in regulating non-navigable waters. Other priorities include food production and the supply chain, food safety, animal health, international trade, and workforce development. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.